After Buzzers. You're watching the After Buzz TV after show for Dance Moms, Melissa's big announcement. This is season 6, episode 15, and coming up, we'll be breaking down the episode topic by topic with our sassy opinions, and it's all coming up, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin. Get on the floor.
Just excellent harmony, ladies. Very good. We get an A for effort, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and with that, what's up, AfterBuzz TV fans? Welcome to tonight's reclap of our favorite dance show, Dance Moms, after show here at AfterBuzz TV. I have to say, this was one of my favorite episodes.
What did you guys think? Oh my gosh.
It was a good one, yeah.
Yeah, what did you guys think? It was just, I really liked it. There was a lot of emotion, a lot of just real unsyndicated, unscripted love,
a lot of friendship. Genuine emotion. Yeah. And it was like this big event we've all known that's coming. Here it is. Yep. Drop it.
Yeah. I think this episode, dance-wise, was amazing. Mm-hmm. Was so fun.
I guess.
I've been waiting to see a couple of those duets for quite a while, so it was exciting to see.
Mm-hmm. It was really fun. Beautiful duets.
So, let's introduce ourselves.
Hey, you guys, I'm J2 Snyder. I'm live on the chat roll.
Yeah.
And on Instagram, on Twitter. Great to talk to you guys. Wow, we have a lot of fun news to talk about this week.
We do.
A lot of gossip.
Yeah, Miera.
Thanks, guys. I'm Miera Jennings. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miera Jennings. Thanks for tweeting me.
Yes, and hello everybody, I'm Candace Camacho. You can tweet me at Candace_Camacho. Thank you guys so much for continuing week after week to tune in and listen to us. We are in it for the long haul, and so are you. If you haven't already subscribed to our channel, please head on over to youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV and subscribe to this channel. Give this video a thumbs up, a couple likes, a shout out to you guys also on SoundCloud and iTunes. We really appreciate all of our listeners on all of the platforms.
What's up, podcast people?
What's up, SoundCloud? Yeah, so give us a thumbs up there. Leave us a comment. Tweet us. Get in the conversation. JJ can pull up the chat roll. She's got her computer. So if you want to really get into the mix, you can just, get on the chat roll and leave a comment, and we'll shout you out on the show. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
We've got dozens of people in the chat roll now. And if you want to start out with a comment already, Joseph Boza, a regular fan here, who always contributes, said the dancing, in his opinion, was secondary in this episode.
Okay. Oh, Joseph. Well, we appreciate your opinion. But I disagree. And that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So, okay, a big topic. Melissa is getting questioned outside, and Jill kind of continuously, tries to drag it out on her. Like, Melissa, you're not committed to the team one way or another. And finally, Melissa breaks down and admits that not only is Maddie leaving the show, but also so is Mackenzie. Yeah. They're both leaving. And it was crazy to open the episode with that. For some reason,
that's what I thought.
Yeah. Didn't you think they would close the episode with that?
Yeah. Typical format, which we're all used to, the Dance Moms format. Yeah. They would build up, right? There'd be like fighting and tension about it, but they just decided to just go.
Yeah. Wham, right there and there. So Jill feels very betrayed. Holly doesn't understand why she couldn't reveal this news earlier, but it is like a contract thing. Mm-hmm. So she's and I get that. Like, I totally get that. There's lots of legal things. You can have to pay a lot of money if you don't go the legal route, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I get that, too. I'm glad she didn't tell them ahead of time. Even though they already heard the rumors, I think it's fine that she waited. I mean, it is what it is. We all knew it was coming.
Yeah, we definitely all knew it was coming. But did we know that Mackenzie was going to leave, too?
I think it was included.
Yeah, in the gossip world, you know, people have definitely been saying the Zieglers, you know. Yeah. But
they kind of go together.
Yeah, yeah, presumably. Although, you know, it would seem like Maddie has a lot more opportunities at this point. But
right.
But you know what? I don't know. I felt like it shouldn't have really come as a surprise to the other moms.
I know. So, they already know.
They know.
And yeah, speaking about Mackenzie, I think Melissa said that she was pulling Mackenzie because she's 11 and she needs her mom. So I totally get that. I mean, as opposed to, like, leaving her with another mom, kind of like what Kira did, so she could stay and dance in the competitions.
Yeah.
So I get it. She wants her with Maddie and herself.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think they can have a show with, like, one sister or, you know, like... Kira's absence was temporary, and, you know, she's back this episode, and that's understandable. Yeah. Everybody gets pregnancy leave, but this leave would have been different. She just would have had this daughter back here, so she wants to support her family and have, you know, both kids leave. So she had to work that contract somehow to get both of them out, somehow, some way. So evidently, the way I understand it is the girls have 4 more weeks or 3 more weeks after today.
Okay.
And
yeah, I think still 18. Is this 15?
Episode, yeah, on episode 18, that's it for them. I'm not sure if we have a break after that, after like the mid-season break or whatever.
But and let us all mourn.
Let us all get ready for the change.
Yeah.
Right. So Ashley, and we're also shocking, like, at this point with Ashley and her just little one-liners, but she thinks Melissa waited because she wanted more publicity to just, you know, stir the pot, stir the hype. I'm like, no, she didn't, Ashley. Yeah.
Ashley just made a show of bad taste once again in my mind. She just inserted it herself and was rude. Yes.
Yeah.
It was very emotional. I mean, it was emotional. It seemed to have a lot of genuine emotion happening. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of the people watching had some real emotion happening.
I think they did too. This show had like most positive comments of any show I've watched in the last.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, in the last. You know, when I read the comments of like the different message boards of like different summaries and different things, like the comments were all pretty positive. So but she's how did you guys think that Abby was gonna take this news?
That's hard. I really don't know. I feel like she would have been upset that she wasn't the first person to know, which she kind of said, you know, why did you take so long? You could have called me on the weekend, Melissa. So I get that she was upset, and of course it would be hurtful because she's so close to them. Like, she's been so close to them for all of these years. So I think her reaction is kind of typical. I don't know if I would have expected anything different.
Yeah, I wouldn't have either.
I felt like first of all, I don't think she actually probably found out on camera in the scene
probably
that we saw.
Not.
I mean,
well, yeah.
You know.
Do you think she found out that day, though, or was she already kind of
No, knew? I think that that's the day that the show decided to put it in the script and let it be totally known. But I did feel like, because they're all so much a part of the show, I felt like Abby's tears were genuine.
I did too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I felt like she was going, you know what, this is this moment I'm going to take and just acknowledge this is a big deal for me.
It's losing part of her heart, or, you know, she's put so much emotion and time and all that stuff into these kids, and her star is leaving. So Melissa approached Abby, and she just really hems and haws, and she kind of, like, tears up. But at first, the tears are, like, a little bit kind of fake, and then she's like, well...
That's a lot of people are calling her
Melissa
on that, too.
And then she looks at the ceiling.
I thought she did a pretty good job.
Well, just so you know, and then Abby, like, is, like, more concerned with her lipstick or whatever, and then she, like, gains composure. And then Melissa says that Maddie, as well as Mackenzie, aren't coming back.
Yeah.
So, and then she definitely, like, she starts crying. Mm-hmm. And then at one point, she's like, she better not be on that show, So You Think You Can Dance.
Yes, yeah. I caught that, too.
Oh, is that even a show?
Yeah, she's really, isn't she really?
She's hosting
a judge.
It. Yeah.
But it's not So You Think.
She's a judge,
is
right.
It,
sorry.
Yeah, So You Think You Can Dance. kids.
Well, it's like the for next generation. Oh, but it is for kids. So I'm like, what did she, why did she say that?
Throw that
and
show
Melissa's
out.
Like, no, she's not. But she really is
Melissa was like, no, she's not dancing on that show.
Okay. She chose her words very wisely. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, I wonder what that was all about.
Because that's going to be later drama.
Yeah.
Because later we're going to see like Abby turn on the TV and we're going to see her go like,
yeah, there's going to be things, there's going to be things said about Maddie grading her peers and girls that she's competed with and whatever.
That's true.
You know, and you know, there's going to be like, oh, well, you were dancing on our show, but now you're a judge and it's your time. You should be a dancer. You can be a judge when you're, you know, later.
Hear it all. Yeah. Do you think Maddie in the future will ever come back to, like, Maddie, Mackenzie, and Melissa will come back to, like, do a guest appearance, like, of some kind?
I think so.
Probably at some point they will.
Yeah, I think they have such a strong bond with the kids and the moms. Yeah. Even though they've all, like, done a lot of fighting, like, there's a huge, like, family bond there.
But it's interesting. Like, it could be a matter of, like, contracts and stuff, too, though.
Yeah, if they're out, maybe officially, maybe they won't be able to.
You know what
to.
I mean? And if she is working with you think you can dance, maybe they'll be like, no, you're
upset. Because, like, if she signs a contract with a different program, maybe she cannot
Be, Who knows?
Maybe she's exclusive. Yeah.
Right.
That's pretty cool. But there's also lots of other stuff down the pipe. But the big concern is that Melissa still has not told her other kid.
Yeah, that's weird.
So I
thought that was weird.
I honestly cannot believe that she would not tell her other daughter before this. And like, because she didn't really have a say in it. Later on, she didn't really seem that upset about it. Yeah. But I just can't believe that she waited that long to tell her. What you guys think?
She didn't look upset, but she had a deer in the headlight.
Like, yeah, she definitely, I believe that she didn't know. But I just don't, I agree with you, I don't know why.
Yeah, you
why
should
wouldn't
definitely,
she just tell her?
Yeah, because at one point, Holly was like, well, you should go tell Mackenzie before we all get in the room.
Yeah.
And Melissa was like, in a teary eye, well, I don't think I can right now. It's like, well,
yes,
buck up. Yes, you can. She's your kid.
Yeah. That was weird.
Is it that whole thing where, like, oh, she's little, it doesn't matter, like, she's younger?
I don't know.
Yeah.
So then Abby ends up locking herself in the bathroom. So I guess that's her go-to place. And, of course, Ashley takes this appointment to go and check on Abby. And then as Abby comes out of the bathroom, Abby whispers, Bryn is the next Maddie. And then there's the gleam come out of Ashley. And I can't believe Ashley.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, okay, Ashley, we're frying bigger fish right now than that. This is big, big fish, a big 60-foot trout. This is not a guppy.
Okay. Yeah. She's so like, how does this affect me?
Yeah.
How does this affect me?
Me.
Yeah, I'll say, I don't know why she had to do that. I would take the back seat on this and let them figure out. These girls have been together for a long time. The other moms, let them digest it and deal with it and, like, make it about you some other time.
Yeah.
But she really could not wait.
Yeah.
She couldn't wait.
I think I would describe her as, like, no interpersonal communication.
I don't think, and I honestly can say, I don't know. I don't know if she's doing it maliciously. I think she just doesn't consider anything.
Uh-huh.
I think, you know?
Like, she's just a little bit cold, like,
just
inside.
Like, not, like, just, she's just not considering.
She doesn't seem to have sympathy, like, to have,
she's very
for other people.
Inconsiderate. There's no empathy. Like, that would be a big thing to go through or emotional. She just, like, hammer. Oh, boy. Okay, so I thought that was going to take us away from the pyramid, but it didn't.
Yeah.
We still had a pyramid, which we'll go through really quickly for our SoundClouders out there and our iTunes, because we love you guys.
Okay.
All right, guys. So Kalani's on the bottom because she was absent. Kendall comes next because she was fine. JoJo is next. She didn't place. Nia did a good job. Up on the next tier, we have Mackenzie. Then Maddie, she slid into home base on their number, and everybody loved her. And then Bryn is at the top because her duet won.
Mm-hmm.
So was anybody surprised that those two weren't switched?
I was a little. I was like, wow, Bryn on top again.
I know.
Yeah, we're putting a lot of emphasis on Bryn from Abby's part.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woo.
I was a little bit surprised. So the girls are going to Fierce National.
Fierce.
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 National Dance Competition. They're having this amazing group number called The Huntsman Winter's War, which is based off the movie that's coming out. And I have to say, I didn't know the movie was coming out, but now I
know all about it.
Now I know all about it.
You do.
I could recite that name in my sleep. They said it so much. Oh,
yeah. They showed the trailer, the full trailer.
Oh my gosh.
They went all out for sure.
Yeah. I mean, that's like a little product placement. Yeah, it's called.
Well, I think one of our, actually, I can't remember the name, so I'm so sorry, but one of our fans actually mentioned on the comments last week that I think they either funded that or the movie provided costumes or something. I don't know. So it was calculated. Okay. It was calculated.
I wonder if that had anything to do with the really, really good music in the dance numbers. Did you notice?
It was good.
I totally noticed.
It was not the like regular library music this week.
Yeah.
It was good.
The music was on point. I noticed that and I wrote that down. So there's two queens. There's the Fire Queen, which is going to be Maddie, battling it to the death with the Ice Queen. Little Mackenzie, you know, being the fighter, the, you know, crazy, horrible little girl she is. She's got to take it to the end.
Cute to see a sister duet.
I love to see that. Right? Sisters go at it.
I was excited, and then little Maddie gets on the vignette and is like, well, everybody knows I'm the winner. But she just said it so matter of fact. I'm like, yeah, but I do.
Yeah, she knows.
Oh, my gosh.
So cute. Okay, so there's three duets, which is kind of crazy. Nia and Mackenzie get a duet, and they're really excited to work together. It's called The Long Goodbye. And Maddie and Kendall, which they're super excited to do a duet. They've been doing duets since they got on the show together.
Yeah.
And so that means a lot to them. So it's called Unbreak My Heart. It's all about emotion. And then Maddie and Kalani. So Maddie's doing two duets. Abby's getting a bang for her buck these last couple weeks. I was like, in my head, I was like, make sure you warm up, Maddie. Make sure you warm up. Don't be pulling anything with all of this extra stuff.
Yeah.
They're doing a number. It's very technical, beautiful number later on.
I'm surprised Maddie didn't get a solo too, honestly.
I know. And then
like just everything.
Oh, I know. Well, in the next three episodes, it's going to be,
And then Kalani pipes up and was like, oh, you have to make up for all that time you missed. You have to, like, perform, like, 3X, like, twice the amount or something. Yeah. So.
Although she's been missing a lot, too. So they're kind of in the same boat, Kalani.
Oh, yeah. She has been missing a lot.
I didn't think of that till now, but yeah.
Right, exactly.
But it was funny. It was just a job, right?
It was.
At a buddy.
Yeah. So Abby gets really emotional talking about how all the girls are such an asset, not just the Ziegler girls. And Maddie is tearful. And then it's leading up to, like, the big reveal. But then Maddie's like, or I'm sorry, Mackenzie's like, what's going on?
Ashley, yeah.
Yeah, and then Ashley pipes up. What did Ashley say?
Yeah, why did she do that? She just let it happen naturally. Yeah. She, like, couldn't wait. She's like, oh, What did she say? I don't remember.
She's talking about open spots on the team.
Yeah.
Oh, so there's open spots on the team.
Yeah. Me? What about me?
Like, she's just...
You got it.
I'm gonna be a little Ashley puppet next week.
What about me? I don't know why
she did that. That's so awkward. Yeah. If Melissa's going to tell them, just let her tell them.
Yeah.
Because then Mackenzie's confused and it makes a whole big scene. It shouldn't have been that way.
I know. So then Melissa reveals that Maddie will... They'll only be here for 4 more weeks, and then they have a group hug. There's a lot of crying.
Aww.
Yeah, and then that's actually when Abby locks herself in the bathroom after the big reveal.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the next scene is a brunch that Melissa invites just Jill and Holly to celebrate old times. It's clear the women have brought the worst out in each other over the five and a half years. But it was...
They've
been through a lot together.
Yeah.
And it was funny to see Holly get, you know, crazy and be like, Nia isn't a Paige or a Chloe. Yeah. You're nasty. But she does it so emphatically. She doesn't you know, use unwholesome talk. Mm-hmm. It's very effective. I was like, dang.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was funny to see those little flashbacks because we saw when Melissa collected those trophies and left, and Jill actually left. So
in the hat?
Yeah.
In the cowboy hat? I was like, whoa. How fun.
Yeah. So that was funny. Yeah. They've all had their moments where they were like fed up.
I like the flashbacks. It's
really, it's we're really doing some reminiscing.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. I'm even emotional. I was a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. I was too.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we've been on the show for a while.
I feel like it was kind of like camp was coming to an end too.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
it just because the friendship bonds are kind of splitting up a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So Abby shows a trailer of The Huntsman. She talks about the powerful queens. And while Nia and Mackenzie's trying to critique, she totally breaks down. Yeah. And we get to see that maybe she's not as hard as we think she is. Because mm-hmm. those are, in my opinion, they're genuine, you know, tears. Mm-hmm. And even though, like, Abby never had a biological daughter, it has to be major, like, losing her dance daughter. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think?
I think so, too. And I just felt this whole, I also felt, like, this current of pride, too. That, I mean, it's for such a positive reason. Like, what Maddie's moving on to is so exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I feel like it'd be a lot worse if it was just straight out like, I'm done with you. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's sort of like, it's still like a great benefit to Abby to have Maddie doing so well.
It is. And I think that makes just, you know, the topic of that dance about, you know, the cancer and she lost her dad and everything. Oh. I think that just made everything, like, she was already emotional because of the Maddie situation, and so she just let it go at that point.
She had to say goodbye to her dad. She had to, you know, she's experienced a lot of loss.
Yeah.
You know, she doesn't have a legacy to leave. That's pretty sad. And then, this is probably the only time I'm going to bring it up, maybe, but Chris Hemsworth is... They talk about him.
Oh my gosh.
You know, so much. Like, he's going to, you know, be here to watch you guys. You have to win. And then he never shows up.
Oh my gosh. I wonder if they all have crushes on him. That's kind of what I was getting.
I don't know.
I mean, who wouldn't, I guess.
I know, right? I mean, Chris Hemsworth. Come on. Yeah.
I know.
The Hemsworth brothers. They're
They're pretty huge.
Yeah.
Not bad.
I don't know that they would show up to a dance competition.
Don't think so, but hey, whatever.
Yeah, no.
She tried.
Too fierce. You don't see them going to fierce dance competition.
Yeah. But it was a good try. You're right. Let's get to the competition.
Yes.
So the duet. First up are Maddie and Kalani with Unbreak My Heart. What'd you guys think of that?
Super beautiful.
Yeah.
Just elegant.
Mm-hmm.
That's my word.
Their technique is just impeccable. Like, I love Kalani's legs. I can't take my eyes off of them.
I know.
And then paired with Maddie, it was just beautiful.
Yeah. I loved the red costume. I wish I could find out what color red that they performed in, because I can never find, like, a red that is a beautiful red, not too harsh, not too blue, not too orange. Mm. They just look like little princesses in the red with the hair all on top. Mm. You can't beat Kalani's extension in her legs. And Maddie's, her flexibility has improved so much. Like, she didn't used to be that flexible because her legs were right up there with Kalani. Mm-hmm. They're not as long, but it was, you know, just as flexible with the strength too. But it was, I've been wanting to see them do a duet for a while, so this was, like, fun for me.
Yeah,
that was good. They really had a synchronicity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it was almost like they knew each other's movement, too. Like, it was so in sync.
Yeah. Well, it seemed so effortless, too.
Yeah.
Just like, they're just floating there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just like two best friends, like, just being in the moment and loving what they're doing. And
that's,
it was all about that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Perfect, fierce, gorgeous. Okay, and then we've got the long goodbye with Nia and Mackenzie next. Nia's saying goodbye to Mackenzie in several ways, literally and metaphorically, in this routine. What'd you guys think of that? You girls.
It was sweet. It was very big sister, little sister.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was really sweet. And I did think a lot about, I don't know, I guess during all the duets, but this one in particular, I was thinking a lot about their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Is big sister, little sister.
Yeah. There was some neat, really kind of neat choreography in there as well.
Mm-hmm. It was good choreography.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was good choreography. I like them in the yellow. Mm-hmm. Not many people can pull off yellow, but they're so cute.
It was pretty.
And you can too, by the way.
Thanks.
Hey.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Takes a very sassy, cool person to pull out the yellow.
Thank you. And Miera's has a Laker jersey
yellow.
Tell us Mamba Day.
Right.
Kobe Bryant's last game, but yeah, the yellow, you know.
Yeah.
We're gonna have yellow over here.
Kobe's leaving.
Maddie's leaving.
But guess what? We're not leaving.
We're not going anywhere.
Just yet.
And Dance Moms is never going away.
Right. They're going to re-sign another 6 seasons. Just kidding.
Episode 127.
Right. I didn't really get their story that they were trying to portray. I didn't really get that it was a long goodbye. Goodbye.
I did. I think they could have emphasized it a little bit more in the beginning. Mm. It went a little back and forth. I got the story, mm-hmm. I think. I don't know. It was just nice to see. I've seen, you know, we've seen Nia and Mackenzie do duos before. Mm-hmm. So it was nice to see them. And Nia mentioned, oh, this is my goodbye to you. And I thought that was really sweet.
Yeah, it was really
sweet. It was nice. It was really nice. I wouldn't say it was as technically sound as, you know, the other duets, but I thought it was really beautifully done. I felt the emotion for sure.
Also, when you have, I think we've seen enough duets, when you have like just one person older than the other, you're not going to quite get that same feeling of synchronicity, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. That's true. Because the one is taller, one is littler, shorter.
And when they're like, that was part of the magic of Maddie and Kalani. Yeah. Sort of.
All almost the same. Yeah. Okay. Okay, and up we have our duo that has been waiting to perform.
Yes.
Excited to perform, has thrown fits over performing. Mm-hmm. We have Kendall and Maddie with Run Baby Run. Mm-hmm. And another topic that is weaved through this episode is that Kendall feels so much more comfortable on stage with Maddie than by herself.
Totally saw that.
Yeah, and she needs to get over that, you know. Maddie can't be a security blanket. Like, they haven't done a duo in a really long time. Yeah. So I was like really sad to like kind of hear that, you know, like, because Kendall's better than that, you know.
Yeah.
She should be more confident, even though Kendall, I know, has been through a lot, like with Abby and stuff.
I have to say, as soon as they started, Kendall's facials, like, I could see it was on a different level than what we see from her solos. Mm. So I don't know. I wish she could kind of transfer that to her solo performances.
But, you know, if she's not ready, that's a personality thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, partly. It's just where she's at emotionally. So,
mm-hmm. So she'll get there. She just, there's a little part within her that doesn't believe that she's can or was good enough right now, but clearly she is. She was
She's fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not really a matter of her dancing.
She was
more her spirit, right?
She was a ton more confident, but the turns were more lifted, the extensions were higher, the facials were more there, more so. So
The facials.
All about the face.
Mm. But Abby raves pretty much about all of the duets, so that's a nice positive. And that's, like, something that I really liked throughout this episode, too. It was, like, that was really nice to hear. Were you guys emotional at any time watching these dances? Were you, like... No. That would be a no.
No, I mean, I was sort of... I was thinking... I felt like it was real, the emotion going on. So I was moved. But I think there's just...
Yeah.
I was probably more... I was more closer to tears in the beginning of the episode, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was more emotion in the beginning.
At some point, Just at any point of the show, you know. I got a little emotional, too.
Yeah.
Darn Lifetime, I thought that I wasn't going to get emotional over a scripted show.
Yeah. That's right.
They must be really good actresses. So backstage again, Abby is asking Kendall, like, why can't you bring this to the table when you're doing your solos? Ashley pipes in and is like, well, Maddie's leaving, Kendall, so what are you gonna do when Maddie's not here? Like, could you just know when to, like, give me a break?
I'm telling you, she doesn't know.
Seriously?
She knows.
Oh my god,
I really don't think she knows.
Where do they find these mothers at?
Yeah,
I mean,
That was, it's, I don't,
ridiculous.
Know. But Abby was right. And I think Jill even mentioned, yeah, like, she feels like she's safe when Maddie's up there because she's not going to be scrutinized. Mm-hmm. And that's true. Yeah. Maddie, I mean, if Maddie is in the number, she's kind of okay. So yeah. She knows, oh, I can go all out. Like, I feel good. I feel confident. Yeah. And so I get that, but
I get it too.
I'm looking forward to her doing it by herself.
Yeah.
Get
some
over
people,
it.
Some people in the message boards have commented, you know, it's actually going to be good when Maddie and Mackenzie leave because it's going to shake things up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? Exactly. Kendall needs to use the restroom or get off the pot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think.
That's what the mom and me. I got it. Use the wholesome
Are
talk.
Are you potty training somebody right now? Yes.
I just use wholesome talk all the time.
Oh, my
gosh. You know,
gosh.
I can't use a bad word.
That's cute. You're so cute. Oh, my God.
Okay. Now, back to the group number.
Yes.
The group number, the Fabulous Winter's War, mm-hmm. with the dueling sisters. Mm-hmm. Freaking loved it.
Yeah.
Got goosebumps.
Mm. It was really good.
Like, I'm full so on they, goosebumps.
Yeah.
Hair standing on my head.
Real music.
Such good
amazing music.
Yeah. The style of the movie really goes mm-hmm. well with what ALDC does best.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like kind of a real gritty, dramatic lyrical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was great.
I just, I love the intenseness of it. And you know what? My eye, for the first time in a long time in a group number, mm-hmm. went to Kendall.
Oh,
it really did.
Oh.
She was like, aha, aha, aha. Even though Maddie was bringing her face with amazing facials, I was like, oh, see, we knew she had it in her.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, you know, she did a good job.
And yes. I love the costumes.
Yeah, they looked mm-hmm. good. Were those pieces of Mackenzie's that were falling off? I think Mackenzie's dress.
Is that Mackenzie?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have to say, I didn't even notice that during the
That's
dance.
That's good. I noticed. It distracted me, I have to admit, and I wish it didn't, but
and I feel like they kind of try to cut away on it, so I felt like, oh, in the audience must have been really aware of that.
Yeah.
Not that, you know.
I mean,
surprised it doesn't happen
deal.
More often.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm surprised these headpieces don't come.
Yeah.
And remember when Mackenzie had that red wig on?
That red wig, if that red wig came
That's
off.
More right. If they can glue that red wig on, they got to glue these tutus together. They should not be having malfunctions at this point. Okay.
That's so true.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
my.
And, by the way, where is Chris Hemsworth? Mm. He's just nowhere. A little comic relief there. Okay, so up for the awards. Nia and Mackenzie get first.
They did.
Good girls.
Yay.
Yay.
Yay. Oh, such a great victory for them both.
Mm. Yeah, totally.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
A great, you know, we want everybody to end on a high note.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want great memories. To be the
and both of those girls don't always get a shine, and
they
shone.
They shone.
They were shining.
They shined.
They were shining like a dime. They were shining like my face right now because it's so hot in here. All right, Maddie and Kendall get second.
Yes.
So that's really awesome.
Yeah.
Kendall was happy.
Mm-hmm. And that was good.
And mm-hmm. then Kalani and Maddie with their technique. I mean, they got first.
Shoo. Yep, can't dispute that.
Yeah.
Can't dispute that. So the group, and they showed the group getting second place. But,
yes.
Yeah, but the girls actually placed first in their division, but second overall. Thanks to @Rishka11 for that news.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
They always have the inside scoop.
She
does. Is she there? I wonder.
I don't think
like
she
it,
was
or...
there, but she does always give us the inside scoop, and we certainly appreciate it. So
we like it.
Yeah, a lot of times the producers, they only like to show the second, you know, them winning the second when we know it was such an amazing number. But anyway, they didn't win first overall, which is weird, but anyway.
Can I chime in from the message boards?
Yes,
just
ma'am.
Going back to the wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah.
Cabrina says, the moms don't make the costumes. I hope they got their money back for that mess. And a few other people have confirmed that they were, their eye caught the costume of wardrobe. But.
Yeah.
Womp womp. That's okay.
But hey. Oh, man.
So, backstage, great job to all dancers. Well, well done. And then Ashley starts to voice her opinion. And
Ashley.
Abby walks out the door. So, Ashley needs to.
Abby's on a roller coaster.
Yeah, episode. I don't blame her. Right? I found that the other moms were pressing her too much about this. Mm-hmm. Just leave her alone. Yeah. She's clearly having a hard time digesting this. Just leave her alone. Like, yeah. I wouldn't keep poking her about it.
She doesn't really have any family to, talk to.
Yeah, exactly. Go home and talk to.
Would be hard. That would be really hard.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. She's dealing with it in her own way. So I would not be asking her every few minutes, you know, you seem a little down. What's going on? Oh, you seem like you're having a hard time. Just
give
alone.
Someone their space. Yeah. She needs a little time out. Yeah. Personal time.
Little 5 minutes there.
That was a little mom reference. Right there.
5 minutes.
But do you ever get a timeout not just because someone's naughty, but because maybe they just need some time? Just some time.
Maybe in the future, but
right now it's like
we don't understand that.
Yeah, we're just.
So Ashley, I wrote, shut up. And good job, girls.
Oh, shut up. Is that your name for the episode? Your alternate?
Shut up.
Pretty accurate.
Shut up, Ashley. Yeah.
I was going to rename the episode, but then I thought that the name was appropriate. Yeah. So, mm-hmm. Usually they're just off-the-wall names, but I was like, okay, spoiler. Mm-hmm. So let's go into predictions. You want to?
Yeah. Sure.
Into predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV.
There's something where something about Ashley dressing Bryn up as JoJo.
Oh.
And so then they're going on saying, Bryn's the next JoJo, not the next Maddie. And it's just like, I feel like little Bryn is just, she really does get the brunt of her mother's distasteful actions.
That's going to be crazy. That's going to start. Just a huge thing. I don't even.
Well, and JoJo won't put up with that.
No.
No. JoJo would be like, oh no, that's my style. You guys made fun of the Bobo, but I darn near got me a contract at Claire's. So I'll be laughing. Yep. I'll be laughing all the way to the bank, people.
Yep.
Ashley should.
I mean, if you want to ask who the first unique girl is, JoJo, comes to the mind with her character.
Yeah, she definitely has her own thing going on, so.
And as usual, we predict more crying and more drama.
I feel like there may be someone else. And we had Sarah come in last week. I don't know if Abby will be bringing her back, but now there's going to be two slots. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Abby will bring someone in sooner than later.
Yeah, I agree.
It's not like she's going to wait till Maddie and Mackenzie are gone. She'll just be bringing it in.
Yeah, but it'll be interesting to see if she puts that new girl with a solo or if she continues to take Maddie and do solos and trios.
And she's got to use Maddie every week.
There's no you're the next so-and-so. You're the next so-and-so. Nobody knows, why would we want to be the next so-and-so? Just be yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Thank you. That's a good point.
Let's go into news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Well, first, we know American Idol just ended. I don't know if you're like me. I watched American Idol for years, so this was tough for me. But Maddie actually attended the series finale of American Idol, and during her red carpet interview, she talked about her So You Think You Can Dance, judging coming up. And she also talked about her experience filming Dance Mom. So let's take a look at this clip.
A lot of hardship with Abby. Tell me what was kind of the most struggle.
The most struggle, I mean, being on a reality show is kind of insane. It really is. And I literally came onto the show when I was 8 years old and I really didn't know what was happening. I mean, there were cameramen just following me around. So, I mean, it's definitely been a good journey, but it's been stressful with all the drama. Like, I just can't deal with that. It's too much for me. I just wanted to dance and stuff.
You're like hashtag no drama.
Right, yeah. I'm just there for the dance part, nothing else.
Yes.
Real quick, tell me what it was like working
with Sia. So that is a huge point. Yeah. I think that is so telling to Maddie. She has always said, I'm not with the drama. Yeah.
And you can tell in the way she handles herself.
Yeah.
For
sure.
She
just wants to dance.
So she is moving on, from the reality show drama. She's ready to get into new things. And speaking of new things, she was actually featured in Paper Magazine's Youth Issue. Take a look at these
gorgeous
photos.
Gorgeous.
Oh, my God.
Stunning.
Whoa.
So,
whoa,
I mean, artistic. She is, she's doing huge things right now. The drama is in the past.
Wow.
For sure.
Look at those. Whoa, that is so interesting.
Very cool,
that
right?
I've never seen anything like that. Where was that at?
Yeah, Paper Magazine's youth issue. So that's, she got a whole spread. She's featured in stunning photos. So that's so awesome.
That's neat. Exciting news.
So exciting. And last but not least, Miss Abby Lee Miller has finally created her own YouTube channel.
All right.
So now if you're curious to see, you know, behind the scenes videos of the girls in the studio and all that other stuff, you can go to youtube.com/TheRealAbbyLeeMiller. And she actually posted, I'm sure many of you have probably already seen this, but she posted the complete ALDC promo video with Todrick Hall.
Oh, cool.
And so we'll take a look at this really quick and see how it came out. I know a few episodes we saw them filming it, so they have the whole thing completed.
Ooh. Hey guys, it's Todrick. Can y'all hear me? Check out the girls of ALDC.
ALDC.
I built courage and confidence, so I'm flying.
She's flying.
For the best place in town.
Cute. How cute is that, right?
I was tumbling at such a young age since I was two. I've been on that stage. Acting, singing, stretching my range. Tap dancing with the shuffle ball change.
Thinking so cute. Feet, so you can check out the whole video again, like I said, youtube.com/TheRealAbbyLeeMiller, I believe. So good, so cute. It was fun to see
I
it all come
the
together.
Moms.
Isn't that so
yeah,
cute? I highly doubt they sang that part themselves, but it was really
was
well
cute.
Done.
So cute. He does the funniest, cutest videos.
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome.
Fun.
Thank you, Miura.
That was fun.
Very cool. Anything else? No? Where can they find you, JJ?
Oh, at J2Snyder. You can find me at Miara Jennings on Twitter and Instagram. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, and you can find me on Twitter at Candace_Camacho and my YouTube at New Mom, New Wife, New Life. Thank you, guys. Thank you for watching. Thank you for tuning in. Keep tuning in. Keep watching. We appreciate your support. We love you guys. We'll see you next week. Same time, same place. Bye-bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.